Hi everyone, welcome to another podcast from Teacher Joseph. Well, Kate Middleton's sister is in the news today. Kate Middleton, of course, is Princess Catherine. She's married to Prince William. The sister Pippa is in the news today, along with her husband, James Matthews, because they're concerned about their privacy. Now, they live in a mansion which is worth £15 million in Berkshire in the UK. And to give you the background to this story, here in the UK, there are certain areas which have ancient laws. And these ancient laws are protected. And it means that you can walk anywhere you want. There are footpaths which go through the countryside, which have been there for generations. They date back hundreds of years. Now, one of these footpaths apparently crosses the driveway of James Matthews and Pippa Middleton. And they're upset because they're saying that it infringes on their privacy. Now, there's no pictures here, but I would imagine that a £15 million mansion has a fairly big driveway. So I don't know exactly how this impacts them, but they are saying that it's a bit of an issue because they don't want people stopping outside or whispering, saying, oh, that's where the Queen's sister lives, when she does eventually become Queen, of course. So there's a story here, and this is in the Independent newspaper. Am I going to read through it? Now, my personal feeling is that it's probably a storm in a teacup, because here, where I am in the northern part of the UK, there's less people and there's loads of green spaces and you're kind of just, well, you're just used to it, people walking by. Okay, I admit that they don't walk by your garden, but, you know, if you live on a farm, for example, there is a fair chance that you are going to see people walking around. Right, it says here, the brother-in-law of the Princess of Wales has argued for enhanced security at his West Berkshire property, citing his family's prominent public profile. As a planning inquiry considers whether part of his driveway should be designated a public footpath. It says here, James Matthews, who is married to Kate Middleton's sister Pippa, relocated with his family in autumn 2022. And he's an investor. So it says here, the hedge fund boss installed an electric security gate on his drive, which sparked an outcry by the West Berkshire Ramblers group, who basically said that he had no right to do it because that law was an ancient pathway. And they've demanded that ancient pathway be formally recognised as a public right of way. So anyway, there was an investigation and it was determined that there was a reasonable right for people to be able to use this driveway. So Mr. Matthews has objected and told the inquiry, but the route is rarely used and there was no objections when he put up the gateway anyway. And that there's nothing when he bought the property that indicated this would be an issue. So this story, it isn't over because the inquiry is continuing. But the way this story is framed is clearly bringing prominence to the issue, but It's also raising a few things. I mean, it mentions that Mr. Matthews is a hedge fund manager, which is kind of hinting at the fact, well, he's has a very well-paid job. I don't think that's got anything to do with it. And mentioning the property as they do, and the headline, it says here, their £15 million Berkshire home. There's some kind of inference here that because the home is very expensive and he has a very good job, that maybe people should be allowed to go where they want, that it's somehow unfair that rich people should be able to just do what they want. I think that's the inference, and the way that this story is written, there's very subtle references. Even further down here, there's somebody, they found a neighbour, and the neighbour is saying, oh, I don't know them. I only saw them at church once when their son, who was very young at the time, tried to keep stealing my hymn book. That's song book, you know, if you don't know what that is. So, yeah, the story is written in a kind of a biased way, basically saying that because they're rich, they can do what they want, but they shouldn't be allowed to interfere with basic rights over the land. But at the same time, I suppose if you want your privacy, you are entitled to it. Now, a 15 million pound property, I'm sure that driveway isn't going to be a small one. So it's hard to know exactly how much this affects them. Mr. Matthews himself apparently has said, well, that pathway isn't really used anyway. In the number of years they've lived there, they've only seen a handful of people. Which raises the question then, if there's only a handful of people using the pathway, why is he worried about it? And why is he putting up security gates? Because he's drawing more attention to this than perhaps needs to be there. So it's very interesting. But what do you think about that? I mean, for me, probably because of who they are, yeah, it is a big issue. I mean, if you look out your window and you see people pointing in, but it's quite normal here. And I say that because in the South, in the London area especially, there's such a shortage of accommodation. If you don't want people close to you, you shouldn't live in London. Because as I've often mentioned, there's more people living in the city of London than the entire population of Scotland. Now, in this story, okay, they're not in London, they're West Berkshire, but the same kind of rule applies. There's lots of people out walking, and you can't just stop them. Where I live, there's loads of open land and pathways, which are protected by law. You can't change them. I remember once when I was a little boy, one of the farmers here, he decided to close off one of his access routes. Now, in fairness to him, he did this because there's an ancient castle which sits just next to that route. And I think that castle was becoming a bit dangerous. So what he did was he started putting up gates and fences. And of course, the locals didn't like it. So they kept using the pathway anyway. So he produced a shotgun and said, you come onto my property, I'm going to shoot you. And this standoff happened again and again until I think the government got involved. But he was successful. He managed to deter people going over his land. But I think he was doing it because there was a danger there. He didn't want people just wandering around his land. I mean, I went there, I think about 20 years ago. I went up there, knocked on his door and said, do you mind if I look around this old castle? He said, yeah, sure, no problem, go on. I think his problem was the fact that people were appearing without asking permission and climbing all over the thing. And in fairness, it was quite dangerous. I think now probably you can't go up to it. I mean, the castle's still there, but it really is in ruins, you know. It was destroyed by a fire, I think, in the 17th or 18th century. But getting back on topic here, what do you think? So you have a really rich man in a mansion complaining that people are walking through his driveway. I haven't seen a picture, but his driveway is likely to be very long. Is that a big issue? Well, in England, yeah, it's very contentious because they have a law of trespass. They put up signs everywhere saying no trespassing, keep out private property. You can't do that in other parts of the UK. In Scotland, for example, there is no law of trespass. You can go wherever you want. Of course, there's still laws of damages, but the countryside is more open. It's more protected in that way. Not protected in that you can't go there, protected in that the nature takes precedence. But from my experience of walking through the countryside, you have to be very careful anyway. The first reason you have to be very careful is because usually farmers have dogs, very vicious dogs. And those dogs are barking as a sign to let you know that they could be dangerous. So even though you're allowed to walk, those dogs, they don't usually touch you, but they're trained to make loud noises to intimidate passers-by, to put them off. That's the first reason. The second reason you have to be careful in the countryside is the cows. The cows are very, very dangerous. I keep seeing this in my podcasts, that we have cows that are dangerous, and we do. But, yeah, you need to be very careful of the cows. Cows here are known for being very, very aggressive. It sounds funny, but they can knock you to the ground and they can kill you, especially if they feel threatened, because they'll knock you to the ground, then they'll sit on you or throw themselves on you to hurt you. Yeah, it's a really weird thing. And if you think that's strange, Google it. I think there's a site, killercows.co.uk, that will let you know exactly how dangerous they are. I mean, it's really weird. If you see a cow anywhere here, you should immediately backtrack, walk away, vanish, make a move as fast as you can, especially if you have a dog with you or you are on a bicycle. Just get moving. Don't hang around, because those things really are vicious. I've been chased by cows before. Not very nice. So maybe Mr. Matthews should get some cows. That'll keep people away, that's for sure. But yeah, interesting story, isn't it? So what do you think? Leave a comment, please. And if you like this podcast, remember to like and subscribe. See you all again soon. Take care. Bye. Open up my heart to learn. Open up my heart to love. Help me to know myself and how I should learn. I open up to learning. I open up to joy. Help me to learn a language and let it be my happiness.